Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on, everybody? Today we have a special guest. Today is Sunday, December the 20th, 2015. And before we get started, I do want to send a special shout out. Well, a happy birthday shout out. She's probably not even listening. But I do want to send a special happy birthday shout out to my baby, Kendall. Happy birthday, which is not today, it's the 23rd. But I do want to make sure I do that. But happy birthday in advance. But I wanted to let you guys know we have a special guest today, Miss J. I will plan it right. Miss J was actually born in Irvington, New Jersey. She actually has a lot of things under her belt that she has accomplished. She is the co-CEO and founder of Women in Shoes magazine, which I have been seeing, like, everywhere. Also, she is she's actually somebody that I've seen pop up everywhere, from, you know, doing websites, creating graphics for different people and artists, such as Entertainers for Education, Young Kai, and Triple R Music Group. And I'm excited to have her on. So we are waiting to get her on. So she will be calling shortly. But in the meantime, in between time, we do have a track. And I'm going to go ahead and play from Nick Rochelle called Your Night. So here it is. Let us know what you think.
In the car, dial my phone, tell me what's going on, what's popping tonight. I'm trying to get on, smoking some, make my eyes tight. I hop in the car, dial my phone, tell me what's going on, what's popping tonight. I'm trying to get on, smoking some, make my eyes tight. Girl, I promise this is sure the night. You wanna do it sober or we can get. Trying to tell you this ain't a game I like to play. Me. I pick up the phone, go summon some weed, hoping she's the freak, not away from my time. I'll get rid of this time or a dime. I ain't lying to you, you can take this much to the grave with you. Okay, I bet you they ain't nothing but a half of the foreplay. Just call it two play.
Right, so that was a snippet of Nick Rochelle's Your Night. So, you know, again, back to what we were talking about. We do have a special guest, Miss J. I really hope I'm saying it right. And if I'm not, you know, I hope she corrects me on it. So if you're on the line, go ahead and press 1 so I can get you through. And we can get your interview cracking and let everybody know more about you and what you got going on. So I think we got. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's new? What's new? How you feeling?
Nothing much. Just out here doing some late shopping, you know, for the holiday, getting ready for Christmas. How about yourself?
Yeah.
And thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm so glad that you were interested. because, like, you know, I'm like, you got a lot of stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got your own thing going on. You got the Women in Shoes magazine. So,
right.
You know, as well as the other things. So, you know, I'm glad to have you on as well. So I want to go ahead and just jump into it with you.
Okay.
Now, first things first, like, you know, I've been seeing you on, I don't know how long we've been connected on social media, probably since the very beginning, probably since I ever really started on Twitter and
maybe
Facebook too. But, you know, how long have you, you know, been doing the graphic, and then when did Women in Shoes magazine come along?
I've been doing the graphic since about 2008. So going on about 8 years, the magazine started about 3 years ago. So I felt like I just needed something a little extra because I've been doing the graphics for so long, and I had been seeing how the other magazines was popping up everywhere. So I felt like we needed something else that empowered the women, but, you know, through something they all like, which is shoes. And a lot of women can appeal to that, you know what I'm saying, go in the store and spend
right.
like hundreds of dollars, can't afford it, but you got to have it. And still look
okay.
fly. So I figured that we needed something like that. And there's a lot of women out there, you know, feel down on themselves, might not feel the sexiest all the time, but hey, put on that damn pair of shoes, you feel like you're on top of the world.
Who you telling? I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it happen. Everything else might not be hitting, but, you know, they get them shoes on. They find that
mm-hmm.
one pair of shoes is like, you know, they found some gold or something, and that's it, and they're happy. So,
mm-hmm.
I can definitely, you know, I can definitely see how they can relate to that. And that's dope that you actually, you know, that you actually started the Women and Shoes magazine. So I know you said that's why you created it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm just, you know, background noise over here.
Oh, okay. I was. But yeah, so
yeah.
Now, with Women and Shoes magazine, right?
Right.
What, like, was there any certain, you know, any certain event that actually sparked it? And I know that you are the co-CEO, so who else is involved with Women in Shoes?
It's my wife, actually. It's her idea, kind of based off of her, we'll say, because she's one of the type of chicks that no matter where we go to a store. I kind of got her on this kick to where if she wants something and she really wants to get it, don't, you know, hesitate, just get it, especially if it's shoes, you know, because she's the type of person I had. You know, she kind of considers, you know, what kind of money you got type shit. So I'm like, nah, you know what I'm saying, you can be flashy if you want to, get you some shoes, and now she done took it and ran with it. So no matter where we go, she sees some shoes, she gets it, and I love it. And it makes me feel good, you know, be able to do that for her. And so we sat down
right.
together and was like, you know, you love shoes. Every time we go somewhere, somebody's always talking about your shoes. And let's do the same thing for other women. So she was like, shit, let's go with it. And being lesbians, you know, we could, it's for beautiful women. You can't
okay.
lose.
Hello. Okay. Y'all got that. Y'all got that. Y'all the plug.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
You know?
And we
all
try
right.
to have some events, you know, every once in a while. We started off our first issue. We had a photo shoot event. It was at our house back in the day. And it was pretty cool. We started from then on. We was like, oh yeah, this is what we definitely need to do. We fell in love with it and wanted to keep rolling with it. So we work with photographers from all over. So we got this main one that's in California now. He shoots celebrities every once in a while, and he shoots us model pics, and we use them too, and we use our own. So we got a mix of everything.
Word. Now, because I know you do a lot actually. From what I was reading, I mean, outside of just the graphics. You also do photography yourself, right?
Right, yes, I actually do. Just yesterday I had, did a wedding, ended up getting my officiant
wow.
license like last year, so I married them yesterday and also do their photography. I do dabble in some photography. I like taking pictures. I think it expresses something that we normally don't see on a day-to-day. I love natural
mm-hmm.
shots, you know, kind of show exactly, you know, what you are feeling and thinking at that one particular time and moment. And it's just beautiful. I just love beauty. And if I can capture it, I'll go for it and share it with everybody else.
Word. Okay. Yo, because you've definitely expanded. I definitely can appreciate your hustle and everything
appreciate
you do from the way that you carry you carry yourself and you carry the business. And you actually work with Young Kai. who I've also kind of worked with in the past too. So I'm like, okay, I see the work, but I want to know, like, what sparked, like, I guess the journey into the arts themselves, like with the from you, you know, doing the graphics. And I've seen you do some things, a few things, kind of like with video for some people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what sparked you with just, you know, getting creative like that and just working with the art?
Man, I don't know. Since I was a child, I used to love to draw, and I was never too big on colors, but just being able to draw like by hand was just amazing. And my dad was so about music. He himself taught himself how to play piano in the late age. So from there, he taught us kids and everybody in the family play music. So we all kind of got that creative bone in our body. So now we can kind of put it into whatever else. So I didn't really start dabbling into the computers up until, like, I moved out, until I got my own place. And my brother handed me a Photoshop disc. And I'm like, what is this? Check it out. Like, you know, I put it in, and it was bad. And from there, I fell in love with it. I used to, like, could not go to sleep. I literally would get into arguments with my wife because she was like, you need to go to sleep. You've been up all day, all night. And it's just, you know, one of those things. If you find a passion for it, you just keep doing it, man. So this day, she's still riding with me, and she know how it go, but she tell me, you know, every once in a while, I take a break. And that's what I do. I take a break, play some video games, then I go right back at it. So it's like, you guys got to find that moderation. You can find that passion and do it 24/7, but when it starts affecting, like, other parts of your life, you know, you got to every once in a while just take a breather and then go right back at it, and then the creativity, you just start flowing back again.
Well, I mean, I can take something from that, because I know how I get. I get kind of, like, I get obsessed, you know, with different things. I'm like, oh, can't go to sleep, got to finish this, got to work on that.
Yep.
And they're like, no. You need to chill out.
I used to get migraines too, man. After a while, I was like, yeah, I got to kick back. That's really good.
Now, because you're creative now, I got to ask this question. This is probably like the weirdest question I've ever asked, maybe. Now, are you left-handed or right-handed? Like, are you right-handed?
Right-handed all the way through. Yeah, I try. My sister is funny because she's left-handed, but she's more different type of creative. Like, she's more hands-on type person. She's not the computer person, but I'm the opposite. But I'm all the way left-handed, right-handed. I tried the left hand. It didn't really work out too well.
Okay. Word. Now, on one hand, I've seen your some of the videos that you had, I think, on YouTube now, and I think you were, like, singing on there, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Now, what are you going to do with that? Because I know that you, you know, you write music, but I think what I saw were, like, covers. Some of them were covers that you did. So what do you plan on doing with that? Is that something that you plan on trying to pursue more?
I want to say, yeah. It's something I recently started trying to do more of. I was never a be-in-the-camera type of person, but for the magazine, I got to show a lot of face. So because of that, I'm trying to, you know, rebrand myself and also try to present myself for a different way, how I want people to see me and everything that I do. So I started being able to try different things out, where now on the songs, I write some songs and try different melodies with my wife, and she'll sing. She sings as well, so she helps me out with that. But I haven't actually put them on no tracks and actually recorded anything yet, so right now I'm just dabbling with it, but I love it. It's something that my parents used to have me do. My dad actually, again, put me in the church, and he would put me on stage, and I would sing like that from a very young age, and that also helped me now, so I don't have a problem with speaking in front of people. But I never really wanted to pursue music. I don't know why, but music wasn't something I really wanted to do professionally. So my dad always says, you know, you got the talent, just go for it. So recently, there's a lot of songs that's been hitting on the radio, and I love it. And, you know, you get into that inspiration, and you want to put a cover of it. So that's what I did. And from then on, I guess I got the bug, and now I want to just go ahead and keep putting more and more out and inspire others. I know it's usually you don't really see a lot of studs singing, and so I just wanted to see. And I stopped my videos up there. I started seeing more and more show up. So I think that's really good. So if I can keep doing that, inspire others to do it, then we can change the game.
Well, I'm not, this ain't about me or nothing, but I write music.
Oh,
too,
yeah, I seen you too.
I think, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're in Atlanta, right? You're still in Atlanta now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll work something out. You know, we will have to do lunch and connect and some things like that because I'm
definitely
interested in hearing what you got going on and just, you know, kicking it. So hopefully we can actually do some type of in-person interview as well. So that would be dope. I would really love to.
Definitely. I'm definitely with that. Just let me know whenever you're in town. Just hit me up and we'll link up and do that. And at the same time, I could do an interview with you for the magazine too. Get you a feature on there.
Oh, get out of here. That'd be dope.
Yeah,
dope.
You know how we do.
I appreciate that.
You got a network cross promote.
I'm telling you. Now I'm reading and sometimes, you know, when you come across people and you, even on social media, you don't know everybody's story. So your story was definitely interesting. You came out to your family in spring of 2005. And you were forced to leave your home. So tell me a little bit about that. Like, what happened? How did that go for you?
Man, that was like probably like the worst period of my life. Like, even my enemies, I would even like want them to go through some shit like that. Cause my parents, since I was younger, my parents always been religious, always been strict. And I ain't got no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? I love God. I love the Lord. And you know what I'm saying? And especially from singing and playing music in the church for all them years and a lot of people I done associated with, grew relationships with, just got close to do all that, you know what I'm saying, from basically being 2-3 years old, being active in the church, till I was about 17 years old. It took for me to, I was in high school and everything, and I was trying not to come out, trying not to really express myself too much. I knew my parents wasn't going to go for it, but somebody at school, you know, was like, they put me to the side. They was like, yo, I know you, fam. And they was like, but don't worry about it. You ain't going to tell nobody. You know, around that time, it wasn't cool to tell everybody that you was gay around that time. So that happened. And later on, I think I created like a profile on Black Planet. So I'm chilling. And I didn't tell, I didn't have no pictures up there, just text. Then, I mean, like months down the line, I put a couple of pics up there. And just that fast, the pastor's daughter saw it online and told her parents. And, they literally brought me. They came. First, they made a whole sermon about it that following. We were Seventh-day Adventists, so we go to church on Saturdays. So they made a sermon about it the next following Saturday. That Saturday night, my parents, they came home with my pastor and his wife, talking about at my house, talking about they wanted me to tell my parents. So that I was forced to come out to my parents, right?
Wow.
So we went through that, blah, 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 mama crying, daddy crying. But dad, he kind of knew, so he was more pissed off than anything. So I was like, man, whatever. By this time, I'm like, fuck it. I don't care. It took all this time for me to delve my whole self into a religion that's supposed to love me regardless for me to come out. You know what I'm saying? You dog me like this. So to this point where this the pastor, I'm not going to cuss or nothing like that because that's how I'm feeling right now. You know, but the pastor put me on stage and kicked me out, man. He was like, you know, she's doing some sinful acts and blase, blase, and we don't want you to associate with the church, and literally just kicked me out in front of everybody in the church. So I ain't been back ever since. Now, I keep in contact with some people from the church, but overall, I'm like, I can be spiritual, but I don't have to be religious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can still love God and treat people with kindness and basically teach his lessons through that way versus trying to stuff my Bible and stuff down their throat. You know, so because of the whole experience, it's kind of got me a different view on life in general, where I, after that situation, my parents kicked me out that same night. So it was raining, and I'm like, they done put all my suitcase. My mom gave me my last meal. I'm like, I was confused at first because she didn't tell me. So she told me, come on downstairs, eat, right? And I was like, all right, go downstairs, go eat. Next thing I know, she's saying over me. So I'm like, what the fuck is happening? This don't look right. We already got tension going through the motherfucking house. So I'm like, I'm not feeling it. She's like, she's not fresh here, right? So I'm just like, okay, what's going on? Then my dad gets home. They pack my stuff and send me on my way. So I guess I didn't beg to stay, nothing like that. So I go walking down the street past the house. My parents jump in their car, come pick me up, drop me up at a hotel. I was there for about a week, and then my car maxed out, and my cousin called, and he was like, yo, I'm going to come get you. So I'm thinking, like, cool, you know what I'm saying? My cousin, he's not finna put me out. He's not finna deal, you know what I'm saying, treat me bad. Boy, was I wrong. That was probably the second worst 2 months of my life. So I went over there. I worked. You know, I wear my ass off. When I do stuff, I put my all in it. So he was doing construction with pipes, like concrete pipes and stuff. So me as a chick, I was probably 140 at the time, and I was doing it. I was doing all of it. So he would just test me. He's like, you want to be a man? Do this. You want to be a man? You know what I'm saying? To try to test me and make sure see if you really think you want to live this life, this is what you're going to have to go through. So I'm like, look, dude, I ain't worried about none of that stuff. I ain't scared of nothing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My parents can do it. My church can do it. I ain't scared of nothing. So I went through it. So by, like, the last night, I could already tell something was finna happen after the last 2 months because I done basically passed all this tests, right? So we get to the last night, and then he's like, get your shit and get out. And I'm about to dump you off at a homeless shelter. I said, are you serious, dude? He's like, yeah. He's like, if you ain't changing, so I'm about to dump you off at a homeless shelter. I said, all right. All right. So what I did was I did a little mind Jedi trick. Oh, that's fine, right? So I flipped the script on him. I said, all right, I'm going to change. Boy, I bawled out. I ain't never fake cried ever in my life. The next day, I was on the train back to Atlanta.
Wow.
Stayed with my parents about a month. Mama knew where I was. My mama already told her, I was like, look, y'all can do whatever y'all want, but I'm about to be out. I'm only here temporary so I can get my stuff, and I was out. Moved in with some people that was my coworkers. After that, life has been crazy, man. God has been good to me. Over the years, you know, my parents, we speak. It was bad for about several years. About earlier this year when they finally started being cool, my brother and sister started talking to me and stuff. We try not to talk about it too much because we know our views are different, but they're starting to finally get to the respecting stage. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, man, I feel like all of it, it put me here for a reason. And like I said, I wouldn't expect my enemies to go through that because it was tough. It was super tough. You know, trying to talk about, you know what I'm saying, committing suicide and that type of stuff. And I'm not the type of person I want to think like that. So it's funny how they kick me out and say that God didn't love me, but to me, God's the one that put me through it all.
Oh, my
God. So tell me what God don't want me here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Like, you can't tell me. Like, you
That's right.
through a lot.
I got my own personal stuff. Exactly. That's right.
Wow. That is a crazy story, yo. Like, oh, my gosh. So, let me go back. So now, do you have any contact with that? With that person anymore? To put you
no,
there?
No,
none.
not at all. If it ain't my immediate family, I work on. You know, because that's family. You know what I'm saying? No matter what happens, it's my family. So that's what I think. It's the same thing they said to me. It was like, you know what? We know we're just going through it right now, but we're family. So we gotta, you know, that's what God put us together for. So I think that's what brought us together back. But everybody else, if you ain't blood, I get too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm done and over with it. I'm on to the next. If you ain't helping me grow, you just keeping me here. So I'm not trying to get stuck down nowhere. The devil ain't got nothing for me.
You hear me? Now, with your immediate family, I know you said that you worked, with them. How supportive have they been of everything that you're doing now? Like, you know, outside of your parents and everything. Well, with even including your parents. Like, how does everybody feel about your success?
My pops has always felt like there wasn't a lot of money in, like, music or being creative. That was, like, back in the day before, you know, iTunes and everything else started popping off. But he understands, you know, that this is something that I really love to do. He even had me doing his website. And then by the next few months or so, that he got some kind of limo service he's working on, so... They know it and they support me on that aspect. The magazine, they try not to touch too much about it because they know there's half naked chicks in there. But other than that, they know everything that I do. You know, I don't keep nothing from them. I felt like I should have told my mama when I had the chance, and then somebody put me on blast and, you know what I'm saying, ruined my life for it. So I don't want to put her through that no more. I'm up front with everything. I tell them whatever. So they take it or leave it. And so far, they've been taking it, and I appreciate them for that.
Right. Well, now, with everything that you do, Right, and including, like, just, like, your personal life. How do you balance everything? You know, how do you balance the personal? How do you balance the, you know, the business aspect? And how do you balance just, like, yourself, just, you know, making sure that you're okay?
I want to say time management.
Okay.
As much as possible. And not too much, not too strict, because I can tell you this, I can get real lazy at times. Or my office look a mess, like for like a whole week, but I know where everything's at, you know. But then I'll, you know, clean up and stuff like that. If I'm having a harder time or whatever, I just gonna be like, okay, now you need to clean up. You got a lot of mess going on, and get situated and get back to what I need to do. But mostly time management. If I gotta do some work, and you know, wifey want to do something, I'll be like, okay, give me a minute, let me finish what I'm doing, and then we can do whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I don't feel like I'm neglecting her, but at the same time, I don't feel like I'm keeping away from us being doing what we need to live. And she understands that. And I figure if you got people that support you, that's around you, that's always looking out for your best interest, then you definitely gonna make it work. Because if they trying to take up all your time and ignore what you're trying to do, then, you know what I'm saying, eventually something is going to fail, and you don't want it to be the relationship, and you definitely don't want it to be the business.
That's true. That is true. And I'm gonna say this because a lot of times, like I started this show because I wanted to highlight people just like you, you know what I mean, so that I could get an idea of, you know, who the people I was connected, you know, who I was actually connected to, and what were they, you know, what was their story, and also so I could use, you know, what they, you know, what they went through and apply it to my life. So I appreciate you, you know, just even sharing, you know, sharing the personal, sharing the pain that you go through. So, you know, I really hope we can do a live interview as well. You know, I know I got a couple more questions for you, but
definitely,
and I know you see you out there shopping, you know, was out there doing that whole Christmas shopping thing, you know. So, you know, my question for you is this, because I know that, you know, you're in with the community and everything. Do you have any favorite artists out of the community or anybody that you want to work with that's in the community right now?
You mentioned Kai earlier. I do like Kai's stuff. I really think she's really talented. I don't hear a lot of LGBT music within the community. Hell, I don't even listen to a lot that's mainstream. But most of the ones that I've been hearing, it's been like, who I really like is, I think I say her name is Alyssa Cara. I really like her. Like that type of style of music. Like that raw, that edgy, you know, just something that's to the point, but also, you know, you can feel it in your soul and you can relate to it. I like that. Of course I like Drake. Everybody likes Drake. But, you know, I'm like a 90s person. You know what I'm saying? I remember back in the R&B days, back when it was really R&B. Like, I like music like that mostly. And that's just stuff I can jam to. If music, Soul Child was, like, still doing the stuff he used to do back in the day, I definitely would love to work with him. I actually was lucky enough to do an interview with his baby mama, Mila, for the magazine. So that would definitely be an honor. But, yeah, I think those top three would be a good selection.
Okay. All right. Now, with being in the community, what has, for you, what has been, I guess, the most support that you've gotten from the community? Like, how do you feel like people have been supporting you? Do you feel like the support has been, you know, it's a lot of support coming out of the community, or, you know, because, you know, you have some people on the, you know, the straight side, and then you have people in the community, you know what I mean, that supports you, but who do you feel like supports you the most?
I do a lot of work. I try to expand as much as possible, so I do a good amount of work with the LGBT community of, actually, networked with a few of the other graphic design artists too, so there's like million of competition, which is a great thing about that. But I do a lot more work with more like straight, not really, it's funny because it's not really supposed to be straight oriented, but it's just like a broad range, because a lot of people need my services mostly for the graphics. I get a lot of artists that come hit me up, And, you know, most of them would be like a lot of rap artists and some R&B artists. And I get a lot, now with the magazine, I've been getting more female artists. And in the mix, with, it's funny because without actually asking them, there'd be a lot of LGBT that'd be mixed in there as well. So I'm like, okay, so I'm actually getting on both spectrums, which is really good. Mm-hmm. That's been helping me on both sides. I think because I was a little more rugged back in the day as far as the graphics went, and now the magazine is kind of like softening up the edges a little bit. It's kind of making me reach a wider audience as well. So that is, that's amazing. But I just have to kind of work it out and, you know, delegate where I need to and do where I need to and what areas. But it's beautiful. I love it. I get it from both sides.
Awesome. Good. You know, because a lot of people kind of restrict themselves a little bit, you know, so that sometimes that support doesn't always come through. And a lot of people will think that you are just, you know, a gay, just a gay, like you just work with gay people.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's good that you get that support from both sides. Now, for you, what's been the most rewarding part of what you do?
I always say, because people always laugh at me because I love coding. Like, I code websites by hand, and it's a lot of work. But I love it. I love it. I think I always tell everybody the finished product. Like, I love seeing my design on somebody's shirt and actually wearing it. Like, I love seeing a mixtape cover I designed on somebody's actual CD case. I just love seeing my work actually being worn, even if it's just something that they print out themselves that I designed, but that paid for me to design it for them. I just love it. The finished product is always makes it worthwhile. And then the customers love it. The clients that come to me, and they're like, oh, I love it. I love it. They call me, give me like 5 minutes worth of, oh, you're just the best, so awesome. And I don't know how to react. All I can say is, you know, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's no problem at all. You know, something I just love to do.
Okay. Now, I know we talked earlier that you do dabble with, you dabble with a lot of things from the, you know, graphics to web design to music, and also do you spend time, well, do you still dance, or is that something that was just in the past, or?
My best moves was in the past, for sure. Dance a few times now, so I can't move as much as I used to. But,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
I still do. Wifey got me on this Dance with the Stars thing, so we're trying to do some ballroom, you know, try to upgrade dance moves a little bit, try to learn some new moves, try to incorporate it with the old stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I still keep my old stuff because that's my roots, and I don't know nothing else but, like, my chicken, you know, my pop and lock, and that's all I know. So, but with Wifey, I got to incorporate because she was like, nah, I'm not going to be doing that street dance. Like, oh, all right, fine, whatever.
You got to say, okay. No popping.
You're right. We'll compromise, right?
Okay. We'll do some of that waltz and stuff. We'll do some of that. We'll throw some of that in there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, step off to the side, make do my own thing. You know, she can come back if she wants to.
Okay. Now, what's something that you feel people may misunderstand? Like, just if somebody were, or what's the biggest misconception about you or about your business that you sometimes come across?
A lot of people say I'm rich. I'm not. I wish I was, you know, working towards it, definitely doing that. But it just, they think that you kind of, I get a lot of people that do come to me, though, that does, they want graphics, and a lot of times is whether they can't either afford it or just want it done and kind of want it done a certain way. I get a lot of people that come and say, like, well, you know, it's not going to take that long. Design kind of take a little bit. You know, if you time, you know what you're doing, you want to make sure you're doing it right, you really got to put your time and effort into it. And it's not just to put three pictures here, put the text here, and that's it. So it's like there's a misconception that there's actually a whole process that goes into pretty much everything graphics design, because it's multiple parts and they got to go together and work together properly so that you can get what you want. And that's why my people, my company, be like, oh, your prices are a little expensive. I'm like, but you're paying, you know what I'm saying, for the work that I put into it. It's not just about the money. It's about the all of the whole process. So I try to explain that to them as much as possible. If they with it, they with it. If they not, then that's okay. But for the most people that do, you know, they love it at the end. Like I said, the finished product is what makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, people don't understand that they're paying, like you said, you know, it's a lot of work that goes into it, but you had to spend a lot of time teaching yourself and learning how to, you know, do different things. So they're paying for that, you know what I mean? Like, they get to realize, hey, you know, this is not, you know, you're not running a charity, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Like, I did my free designs already, and that was when I first started.
They need to know. Like, people think, yeah, I'm just going, yeah, what can you do for me? Can I get a deal? Can you do this for me?
Nah.
Like, no, here's my prices. Here's my, you know, here's my quote.
Exactly.
I can quote you. I can give you a quote.
Exactly.
So, now, when you come into this industry, I know for the most part, a lot of people don't really see now on the graphic design part. I always have, it's always seems to be, it seems to me that it was always male dominated, in a sense, you know, that from what I've seen in the past, I've always seen like many more guys than females, I'll say that, that do it. But what keeps you, you know, even with that, what keeps you motivated to continue doing what you do? Like, what keeps, when people are, you know, may bypass you or may, you know, go to somebody else for a business, what still keeps you going? Like, what keeps you motivated to keep doing what you do?
Well, basically what I do is I just make sure that I stand out. You know, I can't be the same like everybody else. And I just, like, for example, I know a lot of people do graphics, and they, a lot of people do mixtape covers, logos, you know, the regular graphics, and most people, very select few actually do websites. So what I try to do is, I try to do something extra that everybody else is not doing. Like, I do animations as well. Now, a lot of people, I know that, but back in the MySpace days, you know, Flash bands and stuff was popping, and everybody was getting, I used to do them back to back. You know, and I miss it. Like, I'm so mad at MySpace, like, stopped all of that, and now you can't do it as much as you want to, especially on, like, Facebook. So now you got to resort to other ways, like the Instagram videos. So now I do those. I animate Instagram videos, and just finding something that makes you stand out from everybody else that also adds more value to you and your brand. You know, if you and three other dudes do the same thing, then they're probably just going to pick the person who charged the least. So if it's you and you do like five more things added on and yours is a little more expensive, they're going to probably go with you because you can do more for them.
True.
You got to stand out, be different. And I think that's exactly what I am. And I try to show that as much as possible. Like, I don't be too flashy. I let my graphics do the flashiness for me. You know what I'm saying? That's why you don't really see too many pictures of me on Facebook or anything like that. I try to do the selfies. I'm not always down, you know what I'm saying, to do the selfies, but I do them, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, to show face and stuff like that, people to see the face behind the brand, but I'll usually let my graphics do all the talking for me.
Okay. Now, because I know I'll definitely be, you know, getting some of your services. I see you're on Fiverr. So, and speaking of just Fiverr by itself, not just Fiverr itself, but with just marketing yourself, what are some ways that you feel that we can, or that others can support you more, you know, in terms of what you're doing? Like, what's the best way for somebody to, you know, support you, or what do you feel like would help, you know, would help with what you're doing?
Shares help a lot. Of course, likes is all cool and everything, but usually if you share it and get more people to see it, your friends to see it, and just more eyes get drawn to it, that helps us out a lot. You know, just for the cause that we're doing, whereas it's the magazine or the graphics, if you want some graphics or you know somebody that needs some graphics, you know what I'm saying, just share whatever it is. The website, I do have a Fiverr account. They can share that as well. And we have two. I have one for the magazine and one for the graphics. Just wherever I'm at on social media, just share me, wherever. It don't even matter.
Okay. Well, I got you. I definitely got you. But, yo,
let me
just say,
the website.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. The website is the graphics is www.msjainc.com. So it's msjainc.com. And the magazine is womeninshoesmag.com. and that's it. And you just, you know, hit us up.
All right, all right. Now, social media. Give everybody your social media as well.
Okay, bet. Social media, mine is, everything is at Miss J Inc. And it's MSJAIINC. And that's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. For the magazine, it's Women in Shoes Mag, at Women in Shoes Mag. For the YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, is Women in Shoes Magazine, written out. For Twitter, it's Women in Shoes M, just because of their limited characters. But, you know, we got to make it work.
All right, cool. So, again, like, it's really been a pleasure. I really hope
definitely.
I will make sure to hit you up whenever I finally get back to Atlanta, and do something. You know, we'll do something special. So I look forward to that. You know, now, but before we go, was there anything that you wanted to, you know, to say to the people? Was there any advice that you would like to give anybody that may be coming out, or that may be, well, that including that with, you know, somebody that wanted to get into the business of, you know, graphics, or, you know, just even being a creative?
Okay. Well, if you want to be in a magazine and get featured, if you're a model, if you're an artist, if you have a business women, business men, it don't matter. If you about your brand and you want more publicity for it and want to get featured, just hit us up on the magazine website, womeninshoesmag.com. If you need graphics, animations, videos, if you just want a shout-out, just hit me up on the MSJIINS.com, and I got you. I'm always about networking. I'm always about, you know, just linking up with other people. And if you're down to just promote, even if you just cross-promote, that's cool with me. And I'm building a network, you know, so you're always going to have to do that no matter how big you get. And just be kind to one another, man. That's pretty much about it.
Word. Well, like I said, the interview is actually going to be on rainbow-rendezvous.com. We're going to make sure to post that
up for
people to come back and listen to. It has really been a pleasure. I'm going to have you back probably on some panels and stuff too as well. I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas, you know, a Happy New
Year.
And
you
enjoy that shopping.
Yeah, definitely. And then you too, man, enjoy your holidays, and you and the family have a great one, and Happy New Year.
Oh, I appreciate it. Well, I'll holler at you. Thank you so much again for coming through and just sharing your life and sharing your story and letting us know what you got going on. I appreciate that.
Definitely. It's my pleasure. My pleasure.
All right. Now, you have a wonderful day.
All right. You too.
All right, everybody. That was Ms. J. So make sure to check her out. Check out Women in Shoes Magazine. And again, you know, I only got a few minutes left, but I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week. A Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. We'll be back in the new year. We'll be having, Rainbow Noise, the famous, that whole team. We'll be having them on. We're having on a lot of folks. You know, just stay tuned. So I will holler at you guys next year. Peace.